Amy Johnson.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Joel. I guess first off, I know Anthony asked you this in French as well. Can you just give us a little update on the news that came out regarding the mutual agreement to release Sam Vigneault?
Well, you know what? I knew him as a player for a very long time. I was excited to coach him. And I got to say, he's a gentleman. He was great. He's been, I had a chance to skate with him this summer in the fall, and he was awesome. The reality of what we have here is a lot of players. Mm-hmm. So we talked yesterday, and this morning he called me early. He has an opportunity to go play. And I will never, I don't think we can stop him as an organization with what we're living. That it was in the plan when we signed him to have 35 player at a camp. We didn't know what the NHL and taxi squad was going to be. This changed the dynamic of our organization because you get a taxi squad. So, you know, the Montreal Canadiens can have 4 to 6 guy that don't count on the cap that, you know, it's like their AHL team that is like right in the back pocket, right? It changed the dynamic. So we get more player. All of a sudden it triggers down and Mark made some really good acquisition this summer. So all of a sudden we become no AHL team, no East Coast League team. We have the junior player with us. So all of a sudden some guys, hey, listen, the deal I got with the veteran is they're playing one game out of two this week. Mm-hmm. Like this is a little unheard of. Like I said in French, I don't feel I'm a coach. I'm a teacher right now. I got 2 practice a day. I feel like I'm at the Joel Bouchard Academy that we have here. And it's not, and the player have been great. The player have been awesome, but it's a little unrealistic to do everything that I'm trying to do with the guy and the guy buying in. But the reality is that, you know, we had a plan this week and that was the plan. And next week we have 4 games in 6 nights and it'll be a different plan. But like I said, in French, like, I'm playing bingo with the lines. I'm trying to mm-hmm. feel guys out. I'm asking veteran, can you play on the wing there to help the young kids? Like we're all trying to do the best we can, but it's a different situation. So a guy like Vigneault, obviously, he's a good guy. He's a good player. Probably felt, you know, he was between chairs a little bit at his age. And, you know, there's no harm feeling there. We're dealing with a world pandemic.
And just sort of going along with that, you know, you've talked about the challenge of yes, you know, you've talked to your veterans, let them know that rotation has to take place. You talked last night about how, you know, you felt there was, because of there was such a new lineup, that lack of chemistry. So from a coaching standpoint and your mission to develop and to teach younger players and so forth, when you've got different lineups every night or, you know, those kinds of things, how are you really focusing on making sure those lessons get learned and not let them get bogged down in, oh, we lost the game?
Well, that's a really good question, Amy, and talk with that with Anthony earlier is I gotta be positive and realistic and honest in my communication with the player and explain exactly what's happening. You know, it is so tough right now for a lot of players. I cannot become negative and take it personal. For the most part of the game yesterday, we were in control, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't get many scoring chances the first 30 minutes of the game. And after that, we kind of self-inflicted that result a little bit, which is a good teaching and a good learning for the guys. So it's always something positive. And you get to look, some of the guys haven't played in a year. Some guys 2 years almost. And management wants to see players, young players that we drafted and guys that we have here and that they're not able to see in junior. And, you know, there's a lot of moving part. So you're right. I'm trying to juggle all this between teaching and having a winning environment with a winning mindset. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a little bit, but like I said, I was driving back home last night. Like I'm not coaching. I'm teaching. Like I'm a teacher because if you coach, you get a smaller group. You got one guy in, one guy out. You have line chemistry. You're like, we run 2 practice a day and like same thing. This is unrealistic, but we're not complaining. This is what we got to do. We'll do it. Just, we have to deal with that reality. And what happened last night, I think there's a part, the reality. And to be honest, it could have happened if we had like the same lineup too. It's not to say it wouldn't happen, but I felt we were a lot more mature in the weekend to handle the situation that we were yesterday, and it's normal.
Excellent. Thank you, Joel.
Thanks.